knowledge fight.
Dan and Jordan, I am sweating.
KnowledgeFight.com.
It's time to pray.
I have great respect for Knowledge Fight.
Knowledge Fight.
I'm sick of them posing as if they're the good guys, saying we are the bad guys. Knowledge Fight.
Dan and Jordan.
Knowledge Fight.
I need money. Andy in Kansas. Andy in Kansas. Stop it. Andy in Kansas. It's time to pray. Andy in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a huge fan. I love your work.
Knowledge Fight.
KnowledgeFight.com. I love you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Knowledge Fight. I'm Dan.
I'm Jordan.
We're a couple dudes like to sit around, drink novelty beverages, and talk a little bit about Alex Jones.
Indeed we are, Dan.
Jordan.
Dan?
What's up?
What do you got for a bright spot?
Well, I just saw that the FDA has sent Alex a cease and desist letter about his various claims.
Now that's a bright spot.
About his silver products. So in this moment when things look bleak in some ways, I can take solace in the fact that Alex is getting more letters about his sales practices.
Even Trump's FDA is like, we can't be doing this shit anymore, guys.
So that's nice. That I'll take a little bit of happiness from that.
That is nice.
How about you?
I'm gonna go with Pat's. I got two dogs, and basically all I do with my time now is take pictures of them in cute positions and draw on them. That's
so you finally figured out Twitter?
That's exactly how it works.
That's what
now.
Twitter is, right?
I finally got into dog pictures.
That's how you're going to go viral.
That's my plan.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm going to do. They're cute.
Be sure that you put a QR code on those pictures of the dogs to our podcast.
There's a QR code for us?
I don't know. maybe not. Who knows?
I still do not understand QR codes.
Neither do I, and I never will.
I'm not going to do it.
I've made a commitment.
I just refuse.
I've sworn on the altar of God eternal resistance to QR code understanding.
QAnon is what I
Thomas
hate
Jefferson.
So yeah.
So, Jordan, today we got an interesting episode to go over. We're going over April 8th, 2020. I'm Dan.
Hey,
this is 2020.
Hey, people have been asking you to bring it back.
I'm going back and forth.
God damn.
So today, this is a really hotly anticipated episode because this is Wednesday of this week. And if you'll recall, back on April 1st, Wednesday of last week, Alex got really pissy about how everyone liked QAnon and no one likes him.
Of course.
And so he decided to make a threat on air that he was going to reveal QAnon's identity if they did not reveal themselves.
Here it is.
By April 8th.
And he's going to do it today.
And he made it very clear that they had until Tuesday. And if they didn't do it by Tuesday, Wednesday's show would be the day.
That's the day.
So here is him saying that back on the 1st.
You know what? I'll just expose it. Okay, I gave Joe Rogan a deadline, and I love Joe. He's a good guy. I like these guys, too. I give them till next Tuesday to come out with it all, or I'm going to expose it next Wednesday. There. 7 days. There you go. And get all the documents. Let's start firing it up. Get it ready. Okay? Just watch. Okay?
Okay.
There's something real for you, folks. That's not talk.
Okay.
Ha-ha!
Dan.
It's something real for you.
Not
it's
talk.
Not talk.
Not talk.
You would expect that based on that, this is real.
Absolutely.
This is not talk.
Exactly.
And Alex on Wednesday will reveal the identity of QAnon.
Those are the literal definitions of those words.
Yeah.
So it seems like they would be required.
I would say that maybe you could look at this in hindsight as an April Fool's Day prank.
No, boo. Boo. If he pulled that, I'd be so mad.
We'll get to this episode. This is not going to be a long episode. This is a really bad episode of Alex's show.
Yeah.
And we'll discuss, you know, the will he, won't he of revealing
this is
the
Ross and Rachel.
I'm trying to play a little game here where I'm like not going to just tell you right up front that he doesn't reveal who QAnon is, but I kind of just accidentally
he absolutely did. Doesn't.
So anyway, we'll discuss some of this. But before we get down to business, we're going to take a little moment to say thank you to some folks who have signed up and are supporting the show. So first of all, Jesse, thank you so much. You are now a policy wonk.
I'm a policy wonk.
Thank you, Jesse.
Next, Derp. Thank you so much. You're now a policy wonk.
I'm a policy wonk.
Thank you, Derp.
Thank you. Next, Josie. Thank you so much. You're now a policy wonk.
I'm a policy wonk.
Thanks, Josie.
Thanks, Josie. Next, Simon. Thank you so much. You're now a policy wonk.
I'm a policy wonk.
Thank you very much, Simon.
Thank you, Simon. Next, Timothy. Thank you so much. You're now a policy wonk.
I'm a policy wonk.
Thanks, Timothy.
Next, Timothy. Next, Colleen. Thank you so much. You're now a policy wonk.
I'm a policy wonk.
Thank you very much, Colleen.
And Unenthusiasm. Thank you so much. You're now a policy wonk.
I'm a policy wonk.
Thank you, unenthusiasm.
Thank you. And finally, I'd like to say thank you to a couple people donated on an elevated level. We appreciate that very much. So, first of all, Drew, thank you so much. You are now a technocrat. And John, thank you so much. You are now a technocrat.
I'm a policy wonk.
Crikey, mate, that's fantastic. Have yourself a brew.
How's your 401k doing, bro?
We got to go full tilt boogie on this, Watson, all right?
Let's just get down to business. We ain't making that money off that heroin. Why are you pimp so good? My neck is freakishly large. I declare InfoWar on you.
Thank you so much, Drew, and thank you so much, John.
Yes, thank you very much to the both of you.
If you're out there listening, you're thinking, hey, I enjoy the show. I'd like to support what these gents do. You can do that by going to our website, knowledgefight.com, clicking the button that says support the show, or you could find a local charity in your area and support some folks.
We would love it if you did either.
There you go.
Hey.
You figured it out.
All right.
So we start off this episode, maybe surprisingly, maybe unsurprisingly, talking not about the identity of QAnon. Not at all.
Okay.
It's more about Z-Anon. That's Zinc.
Okay.
Trump has come out and he has mentioned Zinc in his press conference.
Yes,
and,
because we live in the worst timeline.
So now Alex is going buck wild on this. He's pretending that he got kicked off of all the Google App Store, the Android apps, because he was like, hey, man, I just told people to drink quinine.
Sure.
Tonic water. Hey, it's great.
A caller called about it a month ago, and I made some calls. They said, yeah, they won't let us prescribe hydroxychloroquine, but all that is a prescription version of quinine. We're giving our patients Canada Dry tonic water. They banned me off of the Google app for that. They said specifically for that and hydroxychloroquine that day. Took about a week to do it. So that's how pissed they are. That I'm just telling you, you don't have to. See, if you don't have oxygen, you die in about 4 minutes. Everybody knows that. It's essential.
Everybody knows that.
But if you don't have zinc, you die in a few months, folks.
That's true.
It's called starving to death. And the foods are so damn empty, that's the case. So, yes, folks, get your vitamin D3. Yes, get your zinc. And absolutely, get all your multivitamins and get them from a non-synthetic source. And absolutely, I'm saying you need oxygen to live, and I'm saying we have the Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus that has all the vitamins and minerals and pregnenone.
Wow.
That's for adults. We have, by the way, Vitamineral Fusion. I keep plugging it. It's been sold out for 2 weeks. They didn't tell me that. It's back in stock.
Hey.
It showed up yesterday.
That's all this is, man. The first, I don't know what it is, but when I do this show and the preparation of this show, there are different kind of feelings that I have, and a lot of the time I can really indulge in and enjoy Alex's stupidity and all this. I don't know why, but today I cannot. Yeah. I am sick of the bullshit. Yeah. I am not interested. I just listening to them do that over and over again, yeah, basically is really frustrating.
Yeah.
Partially because he's supposed to be revealing who QAnon is.
And that is what his stated job is.
Yeah. Really bumming me out that he's not doing
right
that.
Right off the top.
Instead,
that's what you do.
Just fucking rambling about zinc and his Real Red Pill and shit. It's like, oh, God, this is just, it's not what I want.
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted.
It is.
I'm just so tired of it. That's how he wins, though.
Yeah,
you run out of fight. You're just like, he's never going to stop.
Yeah.
He's just never going to stop.
And when he gives you the things that get you really excited, like a threat to reveal QAnon.
He doesn't give
And then
give
he spends the following days just like, you know, doing propaganda narratives that he's ripped off from Jordan Sather and other QAnon sources.
Right.
And then he doesn't do his big reveal. It's just like, what the fuck are you even doing, man? It's just, oh, God, just the potential and the tease and the no release. It's just, God, fuck you.
He's been edging you for 3 years now, Dan.
It's very frustrating.
Yeah, you're never going to come. It's just never going to happen.
Probably not.
Yeah.
So Alex has been kicked off all these social media things and all this. Big tech, they're censoring him.
Of course.
But you should be afraid of them, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
But you're not, because they look like hippies.
Okay.
If they wore suits, you'd be scared of them. And then Alex gets a little bit, homophobic against Tim
Cook. Sure, why not?
Just because they look like, you know, dirty hippies wearing different colored socks and they're at Burning Man. That's their sick cover. They were wearing Hugo Boss, you know, Nazi uniforms. You'd be scared of them. But because they're so unprofessional looking, you just let them fop around, you know, because Tim Cook's hopping around like a fairy up there. I'm gay. No, you're a mass murderer criminal. Who cares if you're gay?
You can be both.
Ferrying around is just their cover.
I think that's a little bit of a gross thing there at the end, but I think I really only kept that clip around because of the obsession that he has with people wearing two different colored socks.
Yeah.
That comes up so much.
I don't understand it.
Yeah.
He's just got that thing.
Oh, you weirdos with your different colored socks.
That has like his mom written all over it. Like when he was
when
nine.
When he yelled,
she's
mom,
just,
titty?
Yeah, exactly. She's like, put the right fucking socks on. Mom, titty.
Yeah, there's some like actual personal story behind the colored socks thing, probably. And it's very mysterious.
It's a no more hanging wires situation or wire hangers.
So Alex has some graphs that he's touting that he purports to say show that this virus, the whole situation is basically a hoax.
Okay, of course.
That's because he's pushing this as largely a malnutrition situation now. It's a zinc deficiency.
Why not?
Because we're selling zinc.
Yeah.
We've got the graphs from the NIH, the graphs from the universities. They all show the same thing. And that's with them putting false data in. But here's the paradox.
Wait.
You're saying, Alex, you just said that this thing's a hoax and used to take our liberty, but you're saying the virus is real. Yes. Millions and millions die a year from malnutrition, and then regular cold and regular flu kills you. Malnutrition is a giant issue. We talk about it here with Mike Adams and so many others. And we've said the answer is getting the zinc, getting the vitamin D, getting the vitamin C. And if you get sick, the hydroxychloroquine to push it in. But it's still dangerous.
Alex has been saying that a lot lately, and I will say that he used to say stuff like that a lot more, back when Youngevity and Dr. Wallach were his main sponsor.
Well,
he certainly said that sort of stuff a lot, much more back then. That hasn't been his number one concern for a while now.
Sure.
Yeah, so his belief basically is that, you know, you're seeing the numbers going down. Perhaps the flattening of the curve is underway.
Sure.
And Alex believes... he's found a quote from Dr. Birx about them taking people who have tested positive who die, and they're included as COVID-19 deaths.
Yes.
And then, of course, you know, there's an autopsy, and it's determined whether or not they actually died from complications the condition.
Could have been the two bullet wounds, could have been COVID-19. You'll never know the answer.
It's not ever that, but that's what Alex is saying.
Yes, exactly.
And so he's determined through out-of-context headlines that he's read that they're just saying anybody who has a cold is now COVID-19 numbers. And so they're making fake numbers, and that's basically where he's at. It's very boring.
It's fun to me. That ability to just like wave away a very reasonable criticism with lies. Like he's like, look, now you're thinking, how is it that you can call it a hoax and then 1 second later say the virus is real? Well, here's some bullshit that doesn't answer that question.
It's malnutrition, man.
No, that still doesn't answer the
just get some zinc.
No, you can't just bring up like,
I sell
okay,
it.
Here's why Captain Kirk, like, no, not going to happen. You answer the question.
So as we see, the numbers are going down, sort of.
I guess.
And Alex has an explanation for this that he has absolutely no basis in making.
Of course. If you get sick, the hydroxychloroquine to push it in, but it's still dangerous. They don't want you to know that, but the people have bought it off the shelves everywhere and are self-medicating, and that's why the number's going down. Because people... learn the truth. And now they're in your message, your private messages.
So they're in your private messages. So if you're texting about chloroquine, the AI will shut you down or something. But yeah, so apparently everyone's gone out to the store and bought this hydroxychloroquine. And that's why numbers are going down.
I feel like that's still illegal by implication.
It's iffy. It is iffy. You might be getting another letter.
He's not saying that but he's saying that if you have it, it'll help the curve go down. I'm still gonna go with that's evil.
Yeah. It's not the kind of thing I would like to see out of him.
No.
So he's pretty mad about the New York Times.
Of course.
Because they have recently put out an article that discusses a little bit of a financial stake Trump had in a company
that produces
hydroxychloroquine.
He's mad at them for doing journalism, yes.
Well, I mean, I think that he's probably more mad at other people's tweets about the article than the article itself.
Of course.
I would assume that, because here's his take on it.
Coming up next hour, I'll show you where the New York Times accused Trump of pushing hydroxychloroquine to make money. They went and looked at some stock portfolio he had, and he had less than $400 at the peak of the stock market. $435 at the low, $29. Oh, yes. That's why he's pushing a generic drug that no one makes money off of. Evil, ladies and gentlemen.
So they did report on a small investment that Trump has in a in one of his funds. You know, so it's not even a direct investment.
Yeah.
And they have one of these funds invests in a company called Sanofi, which produces Plaquenil, which is the brand name of hydroxychloroquine. I don't think that most of the reporting surrounding this suggested that it was his motivation for touting it as a miracle cure. I think that's probably just tweets that Alex has saw. But I think it's kind of understandable for people to have that reaction on Twitter. I mean, like, Trump's corrupt as hell.
Yeah.
So when you have the appearance of impropriety, it's going to give people, like, you're not going to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, we're at what, like, 5 or 6 senators now who have committed very obvious crimes by taking secret information and using it to make money? That seems like now is a good time to remove all benefit of the doubt for elected officials and stealing money from us.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a mess. And I understand, like, you know, there was also the article that was about how, like, Michael Cohen had gotten some money. Trump's lawyer had gotten some money get the guy
access to.
For the other company, the Novartis. But, like, I still don't think that even the articles that I read about that were saying, like, this is why he's behaving this way.
Just
like, this is why you can't have someone like this be president.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because the appearance of impropriety is here. All questions and all things are up for grabs.
Yeah.
It's hard to deduce what the reality is.
Yeah, it'd be like if Jimmy Carter kept his peanut farm and then, using his power as president, raised the price of peanuts by 10,000,000%
and killed Baby Nut.
Take that, planners. It's Carter's now.
So the New York Times, they don't want you to have the hydroxychloroquine, right? They're attacking the idea of having it. And saying, like, oh, Trump just wants to push it on you because he has a financial interest. But the reality is, man, they're all taking it.
They're all taking zinc at the New York Times. They're all got their hydroxychloroquine ready. They're all taking D3. They're all taking vitamin C. And then they're there making sure you don't get it because they want maximum death for maximum hysteria, for maximum lockdown of the economy, so you'll accept the forced inoculation. And it's all official, and we predicted it all.
It's all official.
It's all official. When did they make it official?
I don't know. Alex tested everyone at the New York Times for hydroxychloroquine.
That would be a smart idea. That would be a better reveal than who QAnon is.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how this is all official.
Secretly,
but
we got swabs from the entire staff at the New York Times.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know what it is. There's just something about how I'm feeling that, like, I hear stuff like this, and my reaction to it today is to roll my eyes.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, hey, go fuck yourself. Have fun, Alex.
I think that's a fine thing. I think we all need a vacation from giving a shit. Just need to listen to him and go, fuck you.
Yeah, it's tough for me to give myself permission to do that because I feel like it's so much, like, you know, within my nature to, like, oh, well, let's find out if anybody at the New York Times is on hydroxychloroquine.
Right.
Or something.
No, we don't need to do that.
Yeah,
man.
Sometimes I'm just like, oh, fucking fly a kite, you asshole.
Today
don't
is
care.
A go fuck yourself day.
Yeah, definitely. And everybody. Then that makes this episode, like, I don't even know if we're going to make it to an hour on this episode. I don't even know if we're going to make it to 40 minutes because I was listening to this entire thing and it is trash.
Yeah.
It is a horrible episode of his show. A large part of the beginning is just like, hey, I'm right about zinc and hydroxychloroquine. It's the, you know, like, and like, we've talked about this a ton already.
Sure.
Don't need to belabor it. Then he has two guests. One of them is a guy who just interviewed David Icke about a bunch of coronavirus conspiracy nonsense. 5G makes you susceptible to it,
of course,
what
it
have
does.
You.
That makes enough sense.
Totally. 100% legit, great stuff. And so this guy apparently had his video taken down from YouTube or something along those lines.
Right.
And it's just them complaining about
this.
Yeah.
They're just whining.
Yes.
We've got an interview where we whine together about how we're so victimized and we don't have to. Yeah, yeah.
A whole almost hour of the show is this useless interview with a guy who interviewed David Icke. I don't care. That's, I don't give a shit.
I
don't care about David Icke. I don't care about the guy who interviewed David Icke. Who cares?
That's a little bit like the drunk guy at the end of the bar who's 55 years old, and you're just like, hey, man, you seem lonely. And he's like, you know, I almost made it to the majors once. And you're like, oh, fuck, I'm going to be here for an hour.
No, it's not. It's the drunk guy at the end of the bar is like, I knew someone who almost made the majors.
That's fair.
It's even
so
worse.
So much worse.
Worse of a story.
The secondhand bullshit.
Yeah. So I don't have any clips of that interview with the guy. I think his show is called like London Real. And I just don't care. I was listening to it. I could not be bothered to give a shit.
Yeah.
And I just, you know what? Here's the God's honest truth.
Yeah.
If this wasn't the episode where Alex said that he was going to reveal the identity of QAnon,
we wouldn't be doing an episode.
We would not be.
Would not a chance.
No. Because I was listening to it and like, all right, is there something we can go on here? Something we can go on here? Nope. Just, I have 10 clips total.
Ooh.
From this episode. Boy.
You know what bums me out?
What's that?
No conspiracy theorists are stepping up. That's what really bums me out about this whole thing, is that they're all doing the same shitty, boring lie that Trump is peddling. Nobody is really stepping up and giving me something absolutely insane. They've been bitching about 5G forever, and they just added the virus to it. They've been bitching about Big Pharma, and now they've just got their and they're all doing it. We got the globalists, and they're doing the whole thing to race-specific bioweapon, replace the population with forced inoculations. All of this is the same shit. We just added the virus. I want something new, man.
Yeah, you know what the problem is? I bet that there are some really good conspiracy theory stuff going on in the open mic scene. Like, in the conspiracy open mics?
In the conspiracy open mics?
Like, weird message boards you'll never be on. Deep 3-view videos on YouTube.
It's like the flowering of alternative comedy all over again.
Yeah.
We got the conspiracy theory boom, and now we got the independent guys who are really going to work on the craft of conspiracy
theories. Yeah, yeah. There's something going on bubbling under the surface, I'm sure, but it's so inaccessible to us. You know, we would never know who these young guns are.
Right. Until they release the conspiracies of comedian conspiracies.
Exactly. Yeah.
Sarah Silverman on the, yeah.
Yeah, then, yeah, we'll, then they'll be guests on Alex's
for
show.
For sure.
Yeah, for now, it's pretty, we're stuck in that that sort of almost corporate conspiracy.
It really is corporate.
It is a little bit.
Oh, Fox News has given us all our conspiracy theories now. The president, the establishment is giving us our conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
We don't have anybody in the weeds, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yep. And all the people in the weeds are just slightly weirder versions of the same thing. Like, yeah, Carrie exactly. Cassidy and Project Camelot is like, okay, you believe more or less the same thing, but then there's raptors.
There's aliens. Yeah. Fine. Great.
Cool.
Give me something good.
Yeah.
It's a real bummer.
Yeah. So Alex has that guest on, the London Real guy. And like I said,
London Fake, more like.
Zero.
All right.
Zero interest.
Yeah.
But Alex has, before that, he has another guest on. And it was a guy who I'd never heard of before. And this guy is trouble. He is a problem.
Okay.
He's a problem for me because I really have about a 50-50 feeling about even talking about him.
Okay.
Because I think that he's unwell.
Oh, okay.
If he was someone who was on Project Camelot, I wouldn't talk about him.
You wouldn't talk about him?
No, probably not. And he belongs on Project Camelot.
Okay, okay.
Because I think that there is a mental unwellness to him.
It's not that he wears the same outfit that you do. It's just...
No.
Okay.
No. So his name is Cyrus Parsa. And
that's a good name.
I was probably going to ignore a good bit of this, but then this clip happened and I was like, this is so, like, this is in our wheelhouse. In the same way that clip about the people wearing two colored socks.
Yeah.
It's like, this is a running gag on our show.
Okay.
I researched probably over 1,000 artificial intelligence companies, bioengineering companies, biometric companies, and I investigate them as well. 500 were Chinese, and over 600 were Western companies, which comprised of American companies, European companies, and some other companies in Japan and other places. Do you have it? You want to?
Well, I want you to tell folks about what you're doing, about just a summation about all the. Because I watched your show, the other talk show host here on InfoWars. It was powerful.
Got a mouthful of chicken.
See, this is.
Yeah.
This is bullshit.
Yep.
This is deserving of a go fuck yourself. You're eating during your show.
Yeah.
If you don't want me to sit here and eat a sandwich and not give a shit, then you should sit here and eat a sandwich.
It would be so great if there's like a, you know, the guy stops talking. He's like, well, you know, do you have any questions? And then it just cuts to like Alex with a big submarine sandwich, a gigantic novelty size sandwich, looking surprised by the camera.
Why do you put a giant gun on your desk every day, man? Get a big ass sandwich and just take fingerling bites of it the whole day.
Yeah, that's so fucking funny to me. Like, I get it, man. You got to eat.
It's a Looney Tunes gag. It's like a Looney Tunes gag.
You do it during the commercial break or something, not in the middle of an interview. It's rude. It happens all the time. Which leads me to think that maybe he's constantly eating.
I think he might be. We only catch him.
How can it happen so regularly during these interviews?
If it's happening every time.
It has to be happening every single day. But then why don't you do it during the commercials? There's minutes during the commercial. It's not like he's stuck on air straight for 4 hours.
Sure.
And it's not like 4 hours is like, he gets on air at 11.
Right.
You could have a snack and then at 3 have a nice meal or something.
Yeah, he gets low blood sugar in the middle of the show. He's got to take a bite. He's got to keep going.
Great Snickers commercial. Alex Jones in the middle of a rant about devils. Then someone gives him a Snickers. Then he just talks about zinc.
Because you got to figure that he gets caught, like, what? I mean, even if you're really bad at getting caught for doing stuff, you only get caught like 25% of the time, right? Mm. So you got to figure he's eating all the time throughout these interviews.
You'd think, yeah.
And I think my suspicion is that it is absolutely a sign of disrespect. It is on purpose. I think he really knows whenever it's like, this guy's a dud, and I don't give a fuck if I get caught eating.
Even if it's not an intentional sign of disrespect, it's a disrespect.
Oh, it's absolutely. Yeah, that's true.
It's also a disrespect to the audience. It's a disrespect to the show. It's a disrespect to everything. God.
I want more shows to do this.
Nom, 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 nom.
I want Rush Limbaugh to just eat chips throughout his whole fucking
show. Man. I saw an interview with you and it was powerful. Powerful.
The government is doing... Hold on one second.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good stuff. Anyways, the government...
Yeah, so this dude, he's what you might call like a self-styled 5G expert. And Alex wanted him to come on to talk about like the AI takeover.
Sure.
But I just couldn't care. And I heard that clip of Alex like very clearly eating while talking to him. Like, well, all right, fine.
Alex,
I'm going to have to bring up that he's on the show. So as I was listening to it, I was like, okay, he's researched all these companies and all this and, you know, whatever. I'm not really interested in any of this. He wrote a book about Trump against the AI and stuff.
Sure,
and,
sure. Why not?
This next clip is where I got really, really worried about Alex having this guy on as a guest.
Okay.
In 99, I had to wish to stop what's going to happen 20 years from now. Go to China, study with the monks, come back, finish a book called Better People, Better World, the book to save and change a better world. 02, nobody takes me seriously. I had some kind of, let's say, a loose dream in the future. I see white president. 6'3", 6'4" becomes in power. Then there's almost a civil war. Everything's in chaos. The whole world was attacking him. And because he was being attacked, he couldn't stop all these bad things that were going to happen. A lot of people died. It was a lucid dream, but I put it aside. No one take me seriously.
It's a good idea.
A bachelor's, international security conference resolution, master's in homeland security, PhD. They kicked me out because I wouldn't promote pedophilia. And
I saw him
coming up the escalators. I'm like, that's the guy in my dream. Maybe there's something to that.
That's really troubling to me. That kind of thinking is that's not what I want in an expert.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm certain of that.
No. Here's what I want in my 5G expert.
And let me tell you, I'm a guy who's into lucid dreaming. Yeah. I do believe that you can control your dreams. I think there's an amazing power that lives within the subconscious of men
Absolutely.
And women. But like, I don't believe in this guy's prophetic lucid dream.
Fair.
I believe this is a repackaged story. I believe this is something that he's come up more recently. Maybe.
I don't know. Here's what I want a 5G expert to say. I have degrees in things that are unrelated, but I saw 7 years in Tibet. So I think I got this under control, guys.
That was a good movie.
It was a great movie.
So This dude, like I said, self-styled.
Yes.
I don't know about those degrees he's saying he has.
Sure,
I don't
real.
Know if I agree or believe in any way that he was kicked out of school for not agreeing to promote pedophilia.
It sounds right.
I think that sounds dicey. So interestingly, on April 2nd of this year, Cyrus, he posted an article on his website about Biden being involved in some kind of a bioweapon transfer to China.
Sounds good.
That article itself is not interesting. But what's fun is that his tweet promoting the post, in that tweet, he includes the hashtags, hashtag QAnons and hashtag Great Awakening, which are pretty good indications that Cyrus Parsa is a big old QAnon guy.
Ooh, maybe this was a stealth way of... Cyrus is the guy behind it the whole way.
He's
this
not.
Is Alex revealing who QAnon is.
Nope.
Surreptitiously.
He is
then.
Not.
He had to fulfill his promise.
Scrolling through the dude's timeline, there's a bunch of tweets with these hashtags, as well as Q+, which is the QAnon name for Trump. It's so funny on this episode where Alex is supposed to expose who Q was. He instead is interviewing a QAnon weirdo about AI nonsense.
Absolutely.
Also, Cyrus Parsa is the guy who claims to have filed the lawsuit against pretty much all of the villains of the extreme right, quote, on behalf of the world's people, on pure altruistic reasons to prevent harm to the world's citizens. Like I said, this guy has Project Camelot written all over him.
That is a really... Yeah, but I mean, that's a pure way of doing it. You know, he's better than the guys we normally talk about. And if it takes a little bit of crazy to get there, it's better than the crazy that we deal with all day. This is a man who's filing lawsuits altruistically, Dan.
Well,
he's
not
selling zinc in these lawsuits.
I bet Larry Klayman says that he's doing it altruistically. I imagine he thinks that he is.
I don't think Larry Klayman understands what altruism means.
I think that this dude is...
Altruism to me is giving Roger Stone your computers.
I hate to say this because I don't know how it's going to sound, but this guy, he seems out of his element on InfoWars. Like, he doesn't seem like he's ready for the show.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, like, right.
There's a lot of people who are terrible and bad guests.
Sure.
You know, like Alex has various Holocaust deniers and Steve Pachenik. Same thing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he has awful people on as guests, but they're a little slicker, not as no. I was listening to this and I'm like, oh no, you're on this show talking about a lucid dream that you had about Trump saving the world.
Right.
You're not ready.
No. Now, I mean, hey, the first big show I did as a stand-up, I'll admit I wasn't ready for. I had a rough set, but I learned from that experience. I'm sure the next time he goes on an InfoWars show, he's going to have it down. This guy is going to get it.
Well, I mean, if he gets a stern talking to from Alex.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Don't bring up your dreams. You make us look like Project Camelot.
I was in Waking Life. I already did that.
Yeah. So, lest you think that, Alex is going to hear this guy talk about his prophecies and that he's going to be like, I got to go. Nope. He loves it.
Cyrus Parsa is a author, researcher, security expert, a very smart guy. And, you know, he says a lot of things that sound far out. He has his own names for them. It's dead on. As everybody knows, we've been very cutting edge.
Really?
He's right on.
Really? Man, yep. That's a commitment.
Mm-hmm.
That's a commitment.
Yep. So, I mean, I only have one more clip left, and it's...
It's him revealing who QAnon is, right?
No.
Oh, goddamn it.
Unfortunately.
Nah.
It's Cyrus talking about how we all owe our lives to Trump.
Ooh, I don't think that's true for hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah.
The interconnection of just Huawei alone. Huawei is a grid system that links China, Middle East, Europe, Africa. And if it wasn't for President Trump, China would be enslaving us right now. President Trump, save all your butts. If it wasn't for him right now, maybe half the country would be dead and maybe everyone else would be enslaved. Trust me on that. Everybody, including the left, you owe President Trump your life. And you've been attacking him like a fool. So that's what...
That sounds like an angry child.
If that's true, I do agree.
Mm-hmm.
I do owe an apology to Trump. If it was death or slavery and Trump stopped that with all the other stuff, I'm going to have to say sorry.
Yeah.
I don't think it's true, though.
No. I would say that Cyrus is like just past the line of like where I'm comfortable making fun of somebody.
Yeah.
I hear him and I get bummed out.
Right.
I don't really enjoy the idea of... Because that to me just sounds indicative of adolescent processing.
Yeah. I think it's almost worse that he is acting from like that idea of him acting altruistically is almost worse. Like with Alex, I get it. You're trying to make money. You're on your hustle bullshit. You know, I'm going to make fun of you because you're a complete asshole, liar, fucker.
Right.
But with this guy, it's like, oh, you really do think you're doing the right thing. And that's because you're not all the way to where you should be.
Well, I don't see, this is where it gets really muddy for me, is like how much of that is me overreading things.
Yeah.
And I can only,
and infantilizing maybe
a little bit.
Yeah,
it's tough to say, but it's I don't believe that this dude is processing reality accurately.
Sure.
I have a sense of that from the things that he's saying, the way he leaps from one thing to another.
Yeah.
I just don't like it. I do not like Alex having him on as a guest.
Yeah.
It really bums me out.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with, but to a lesser degree, because I didn't even cover that. Mm-hmm. Like when he had that, that 12, 13 year old who would just say offensive things
in
YouTube
videos. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I hate him having people like that on because I can't cover that.
Right.
I can't do that.
It's too nakedly exploitative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
it
would even, I think, be exploitative for us to really do too much time talking about it. With Cyrus, at least, like, I mean,
he's got 2 degrees, man. He's got more degrees than I do. He's got more degrees than I do.
Allegedly.
And I have never been kicked out of a PhD for any reason. So he's got that on me, too. Mm-hmm. And if telling the truth, this guy might be a hero.
Well, that case is not going to make it through the courts.
Yeah, I think you might be right on
that. I will tell you that with... I had a lucid dream in 2002 about that case failing. And I got to say...
I don't know. I went to Tibet to pray for that case to succeed, Dan. So we might be at cross purposes here.
Which deities are
fighting it out for us?
That case is not going to win.
All right. Okay. We'll see.
I'm almost certain that it didn't get filed and is just an imaginary thing.
That's probably true.
I don't know, man. It's just... when you do this show... you got to hold on to those things that are exciting. And Alex, when he says that he's going to reveal QAnon, and he's cocky as shit about it, and he says, this is something real, this isn't talk.
Yeah.
I want to believe him, because he's an adult.
I know.
He's a person.
I know,
dude. He's not somebody who should just be able to get away with things like that, like saying, I'm going to do this, get the documents ready, and then not do it. I don't appreciate that. So we come to Wednesday and I feel like he's eating a sandwich while trying to talk to me. It's just disrespectful. This level of shit. And the fact that he's having this dude, this Cyrus guy on, who is way out of left field.
Yeah.
Completely out of his depth. And a QAnon guy.
Ah, man.
It's just it's a level of self-parody that Alex is engaged in that, like, it might just be my mood. I'm having a tough time enjoying it.
Yeah.
It is something that I want to tell him to stop.
Right.
I gotta let you go, buddy.
Oh, man. It's tough, Dan. You expect, you know, you hope for the best from the worst people, and sometimes you expect the worst from the best people, and that puts you in a tough situation whenever you're dealing with the worst people who are always giving you the worst shit.
True. And I think that I put myself in this situation, too, because I've been really expecting that he wasn't going to...
Of course.
...not do it this time.
Of course. You were trying to, and yet still you got your hopes up, didn't you?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been sort of like, oh, here comes.
It could happen. Maybe this time.
Yeah.
You are the most Charlie Brown...
Well, because it seemed in his interests... Like, it seemed like it was in his interest.
Yeah.
And there was, like, there are people that he could have pointed to.
For sure.
That exist. There are some names out there if you want to look into who people believe are the people behind QAnon. Alex could have gone with any of that shit.
Yeah.
Like, he could have just re-reported something that you can find in the Daily Beast.
Doesn't he know that he needs to start a feud? He's got to start a feud. Like, that's his only real move
now, right? That's what I thought this was going to be. And that's also what works for his best interests.
I know.
Because he makes it in the same way that, like, you know, wrestling gets more eyes on the product when
there's
a good fight.
Absolutely.
You want to see these two people go at it against each other. It's the same thing. Alex needs to get eyes on the product by starting up a good beef.
Well, I don't want to give him advice, but I say go after Turning Point USA. You're not going to... Alex can't beat Nick Fuentes.
No, but...
Nick Fuentes was murdered.
Already owned that space.
Exactly. That's why I'm saying jump in there. Try and co-opt Nick's movement.
No, Nick will co-opt him, if anything. You're not taking into account how easily Nick took over the CPAC event.
I know. I'm just thinking, Foreman, he got his ass kicked for a while and then he came back later in life and he won. Come on, man. We got to get one more big win from Alex. That's what I feel like he's got left.
I mean, if you think about it, there's like, okay, what do you do? Steven Crowder? No.
No, you're right.
Crowder will still let Alex come on as a guest every now and again. And Alex needs that kind of attention.
Yeah.
Can't fight him.
Mm-mm.
Turning Point. Not a terrible idea, but Nick already owns that.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
Trump, no good.
No. Then you're going to get piled on by everybody.
Yeah.
Although maybe that's a space that you can carve out. There are so many Never Trumpers.
It would be brave.
Never Trumpers are all like trying to act like they're aloof and they're above all of this bullshit, even though they've gleefully accepted all of it in the past, so long as you weren't rude. But Alex could be the only Never Trumper who is furiously and violently insane.
I don't know if he'd be the only one, but he'd certainly have a bit of that marketplace.
Yeah, I think he could take it.
I think you're probably right. I think that's what he should do, but I don't think he will.
No, he's a coward.
And it would require like taking a real serious hit in the short term in order to stay solvent in the long term. And I don't think he has the ability to do that.
He can't stay solvent in either term.
Really. No, what you want is a flashy feud with someone that is kind of like beatable.
Yeah.
And I don't think there are many options for him.
That's a good point.
Jordan Peterson? Kind of disappeared, right?
Stefan Molyneux's pretty much gone now, right?
No, he still puts out videos and stuff.
Oh, what an asshole.
But I don't think Alex would want to attack him.
too many agreements.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's now friends with E. Michael Jones, so.
Sure, can't do that.
No.
I say, here's what you do. Here's what you do. You fucking PR it. You go the old route and you manufacture a beef. So he goes up against the Oath Keepers, Dan. How about that?
Oh, so they're in on it together?
Exactly. They're all figuring it out the whole time. They're playing it off of each other.
What would the beef be about, though? They're so in line with each other.
Let's see. What do we got? I don't know. Isn't the Oath Keepers guy a little bit more reasonable with, hey, let's not all die from COVID?
I'm not sure.
Oh, shit.
I don't think so.
I thought I remember one time where he was like, hey, I know that this is all crazy, but, it's still a good idea to stay inside and all that shit.
No, I think that was Mike Adams who was saying that for a little while.
Okay. And you can't get into a fight with Mike Adams.
No.
And David Knight would be bored. See, I think maybe the way you go is palace intrigue. Here we go. Here's what we do, all right? It's time to put our boy over.
Owen
Schroyer, yeah. I think it's time to put him over. The two of them have to start an on-air feud at their own network, and then charity boxing.
I could see them getting that desperate, but I don't think it would interest many people. I think that most people would just be like, all right, this is sad.
It would be sad.
And no matter who wins, who cares?
I don't know. Owen?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know what the answer is, but it's not this. And this sucks, man. It just fucking sucks. Boo, Alex. Boo.
Yeah.
Hey, and you know what? Hey, this episode's short. If you want to be mad about it, don't be mad at me. Don't be mad at me. I tried.
Alex is ruining our show. That's how bad Alex is.
Yeah. Alex had one job. He gave it to himself. He committed to it. He had a week to prepare. And he did nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
He probably doesn't even remember.
That's the worst part.
That's the worst part. He probably doesn't even remember.
Of course not.
God damn him.
What a dick.
Does he not know that there are people hanging on his every word? Ooh, that's inexplicably unhappy.
I'm not hanging on his every word.
I know.
But weird words, yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Gotta hang on those weird words.
Absolutely.
So we'll keep our eyes on this space and see if Alex eventually reveals QAnon.
Sure.
Ah, oh, what a fucking bummer.
I know. It was destined to happen.
Yeah.
It was inevitable.
You know what sucks, though? Because we've talked about this already.
Sure.
That it was going to be a disappointment.
Of course.
But you know what sucks? It wasn't even a good disappointment.
No.
It was the worst possible path.
Yeah.
Because there's the option of him revealing a bad name, like a fake name.
Sure.
There's the option of him...
Armin Tamzarian. That's
sure.
Yeah.
There's the option of him pretending he didn't say it. There's the option of him just complaining about QAnon and not revealing
it. Sure. Now that would be fun.
The one option that he did take was...
just be boring.
Complain about Zinc and 5G all episode. Ooh. And not even address the fact that you made a commitment.
You expect the best from the worst people, Dan.
Yeah.
It's kind of beautiful.
Yeah.
In a way.
Doesn't feel like it.
It's incredibly infuriating as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
I want the people to fail better. That's what one of the so frustrating. So frustrating. Anyway, boo, Alex. Shame on you for doing this stupid pageant. And I hope QAnon eats you alive.
I kind of do too. You have it coming now.
Yeah.
You lost.
Yep. So sorry about the short episode. We'll be back on Monday with another normal episode. But until then, we have a website.
We do have a website. It's knowledgefight.com.
Yep. It's also QAnon.com.
It's not also QAnon.com.
We're also on Twitter.
We are on Twitter. It's @knowledge_fight and @gotobedQAnon.com.
And @QAnon. Uh-huh. We're also on Facebook.
We are on Facebook. Facebook.com/QAnon. 9943210 94.
Tune in Monday because we are going to reveal
who QAnon isn't.
Sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll be back. But until then, I'm Neo. I'm Leo. I'm DZX Clark. I am QAnon.
Andy in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first time caller. I'm a huge fan. I love your work.
I love you.